You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Food waste is a massive issue in Tamaki Makaurau, in Aotearoa and worldwide. I spoke to the leader of a recent study from Flinders University, Alan Fogarty, about food wastage in cafes and food outlets in Australia. I began by asking how big an issue food waste is.
So in Australia, and worldwide, it's quite a large issue. In Australia, we waste about 7 million tonnes of food each year, and that costs Australia $20 billion each year. And then globally, we waste over 1.3 billion tonnes of food each year. So it's a lot.
That is quite staggering. Is that what made you want to carry out a study like this?
Yeah, definitely. Because this food waste, not all of it, but a lot of it would end up in landfill to rot, which can cause some quite bad environmental issues. And so, I was hoping to help contribute to diverting that food waste from landfill, or at least some of it.
So how exactly did you run this study to investigate food waste in the hospitality sector?
So I was interviewing owners or managers of some businesses in the hospitality sector. I focused this study quite locally on a council area in South Australia, and sent out emails and letters to all of the businesses in the area asking if they'd participate in a survey or an interview with me. And I got 22 valid responses overall, and sort of collated information from that.
So what kind of findings did you get from this study?
A few. The overall response was that most businesses who participated in my survey were quite, some of them were quite passionate about the environment and wanting to recycle or compost food waste. And those that maybe weren't already passionate about it or weren't already recycling their food waste at least were open to the idea of doing it if it was made easy and convenient for them.
What kinds of barriers are preventing cafes and restaurants from recycling their food waste?
Yeah, good question. There's a few. There can be some barriers such as a really small kitchen space or small shop space. They might feel they don't have enough space to keep extra bins in there. It can sometimes be the cost of bins. At the moment, most of the businesses that were already composting their food waste were paying for a compost bin to be in their premise and to get that compost bin collected on a weekly basis. Some businesses didn't want to sort of pay that extra cost and just wanted to dispose of their food waste in a rubbish bin as it was cheaper for them. There was, some businesses thought it would be quite time-consuming to separate food waste from the rest of their rubbish, although businesses that were already separating it found that it was fairly easy for them.
What kinds of support networks or funding from the government or local councils are available to help these businesses move towards a less wasteful food disposal system?
So I know at the moment the City of Mitcham does have the option for businesses who would like to sign up and want to ask for a green waste bin or an organics food bin. The City of Mitcham will supply one for them. I'm not 100% sure about the cost of that. I know also... some local councils, especially after hearing the results of this study, are looking into how they could possibly provide more support for businesses to compost their food waste. Hopefully this could bring about a free program maybe for food waste bins in South Australia at least. We'll see.
Definitely. And obviously, given the massive issue of food waste worldwide, it's so promising to see businesses are quite open to making these changes.
Yeah, it definitely was. And actually, I think I was a little bit surprised. I definitely expected a few businesses to be recycling their food waste, or a few to be open to, yeah, adding that extra bin and separating their food waste. But the response that I got in my surveys and interviews was quite overwhelming, that businesses really were willing to do that if it was made easy for them.
That was Ellen Fogarty from Flinders University speaking to me about a study she ran on reducing food waste in the hospitality sector. I also spoke to a few different groups in Aotearoa working to fight food waste. We spoke about their vision for reducing food waste in Aotearoa, shifting mindsets to less food waste, and what government and local support there is available. I first spoke to Nick Loosely from Everybody Eat, and I asked what their vision is for reducing food waste in Aotearoa.
I think eradicating food waste is going to be really, really tricky. I think there's always going to be food waste in certain areas of the chain. So households are actually really, really good at wasting food. But I think the goal for Everybody Eat from a food waste perspective ideally be that we didn't need to exist because there was no food waste and food poverty in this country. However, that doesn't seem to be slowing down at any rate. So we'd like to see our restaurants in every city around New Zealand where there is a food waste and food poverty and lack of community problem. I think we can still make big strides forward in terms of commercial food waste.
Yeah, so I work for the For Love of Bees, which a lot of you will know about. And what we do is we're creating cities safe for pollinators, people and the planet. In doing that, we also create essential infrastructure to get cities climate change ready. I manage an array of local living compost hubs across Tamaki Makaurau. With composting, it makes you much more aware of, so rather than just putting it in a landfill, you become disorientated from your food waste. And by composting, you become far more connected with what you're using and kind of the end product as well. So our customers who are engaged with us, they, you know, will email me and be like, oh, wow, like I didn't realize how much food waste I'm actually diverting from landfill. And also it reconnects them to what can be grown out of their waste. And so that they know that a banana peel doesn't just go to landfill, it becomes another plant, really.
Society demands perfection and choice at the moment across many, many things, food being one of them. And where you have perfection, you inherently have waste, because if it's not perfect, you won't use it. And where you give lots of choice, if you don't choose one thing over another, again, that creates waste. So inherently, the way that we consume our food is producing surplus. I don't say waste, it's producing surplus. It's what we do with that surplus is really the challenge, I think, in the short to medium term, until we kind of understand our food production system a little bit better. So that's where we come in. I've always said it would be great for Kiwi Harvest not to be needed, i.e. there's no massive surplus and subsequent waste. And then on the social side of things, there's no need to help people who are struggling with food.
And with this kind of societal predisposition, I suppose, to have the surplus of food, do you think there is a shifting mindset towards less food waste?
Yeah, I do. I think that in the last 5 or 10 years, the restaurant industry has become a lot more aware of food waste. And I think that's shown with the way that menus are designed. There's less buffets, which are obviously hugely wasteful. People tend to work more seasonally with produce and a lot shorter menus that probably change more frequently.
Yeah, I think definitely. I mean, even if you just think about the job that I have, I'm paid to compost food waste. And I don't think that was necessarily a thing maybe 5 years ago even. And I think people are becoming much more connected to the importance of diverting waste from landfill, because they know how much carbon is released from landfill and how we need to actually do something. I think people are putting their money where their mouth is, and it is something that is quite easy for people to engage with and, yeah, make a difference, because it is just something in your kitchen that you can just put in another bin and then do something with.
Slowly but surely, yes. I certainly think the younger generation do have a bit more engagement in, you know, in trying to understand and ensure that we don't waste as much as we do. The excesses that we have in many, many ranges of our society is detrimental, not just to the planet, but to us as a species. So, you know, I think the more engagement we have and the more talks that we have, like we're doing now around this, hopefully the more people can actually be a lot more mindful.
Do you find that there is enough government or local council support for the work that you do?
In a word, no. I think there's a huge amount more that government and local council could do to recognise food waste as a problem. Local councils do have funds available and provide funding, but for example, in Auckland, you know, we're still waiting for our curbside composting scheme to come along. While it is a massive problem, I think we can do a huge amount more. So in a word, no, I don't think we're doing enough.
Not as much as there could be. The local council are really great in making connection with us and giving us funding. But at this point, we are trying to be as radical and forward-moving as we can, and more support is definitely needed for how much effort we need to do to stop climate change getting worse and worse. So yeah, definitely I think more help is necessary if we want to save the planet and create a planet safer for us and our pollinators.
Oh, I've seen a big shift, Christina, to be fair, in the last couple of years. We started the New Zealand Food Network with government funding. And within the Ministry of Social Development, the Food Secure Communities team, from a social aspect, is really focused on utilising and helping organisations like ourselves and some of the ones that you may have talked to today take a lot of that surplus and reuse it from the social perspective. And I certainly know that the Ministry for the Environment have got a real focus on avoiding organic waste in our landfills. So yes, I would say, obviously, could there be more done? Yes. But it's how we do that and how we do it collectively. I think we're a small enough country to be able to do it collectively. It's just bit by bit we are bringing organisations and sectors together to make an impact and make a difference.
That was Nick Loosley from Everybody Eats, Maddie Cole from For the Love of Bees, and Gavin Finlay, CEO of Kiwi Harvest, speaking to us about their vision for reducing food waste in Aotearoa and shifting mindsets to reducing this.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.